Hello, everyone. How are we doing? Thanks for joining me here on the Stoke Source Radio Show. And this is a live episode, so if you're in here right now, you are listening from wherever you are, and I'm tuning into you from Australia at 0100 hours UTC. Thank you for coming on, and we got an hour of juicy music, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Thanks for coming on. I recently just signed up for a Mastodon account, so you can find me on there at Julian Munyard, and I was told it's become a very sort of popular thing as of lately, and lots of people are moving over from Twitter, so very, very interesting, and I'm keen to find out how to use it more and sort of be more engaged on there. But for those in comm, thank you for joining me. We've got Quinton Snowdusk, and there is more lurking in comm. So thank you all, and thank you everyone who's here just on listening on a non-radio. Means a lot. It's always nice when people are here on the show, and it just makes it 100 times more interesting, because at the end of the day, that's why we do it. Everything's people-focused, I think. And it's sharing, and yeah, I think that's really, for me, the reason why I make music and the reason why I like talking and playing music, because of the aspect of people. So look, we're gonna play some music. I found this yesterday. It's called True Killer by The Sneaks. Well, it's actually Sneaks, not The Sneaks. True Killer, Sneaks. I tried to access the playlist function to put my metadata in. Let's see if it works. It kept sort of messing up. Oh, I got it. We're good. All right. So this is True Killer, Sneaks.
Spain, eat and die alone, yeah.
So there we had True Killer by the Sneaks, and following that was Finally Alone by Mac DeMarco. So there's a synth in that song. You'll hear it. Let me just, you know what? There is a synth, and you would have heard it subconsciously, or maybe you were listening, but I always wondered what he used on this album, and it turns out it was a Casio CZ. It was from the CZ series, so you've got the CZ1000, CZ1, and a few other ones, but what was interesting about those synths is they had something called phase distortion, which was a sort of distortion add-on they had. It made things dramatic and sound really cool. Distorted, but not a bad distorted, sort of like, well, it's called phase distortion, so you can sort of imagine what happens. You got this sort of phasing effect going on. So that was something I looked into. I was like, all right, how do I get my hands on them? And I don't think they go for very much, but it's just really hard to find them. And there was a interview of Mac talking about his new album, which was Here Comes the Cowboy, and yeah, he's made sure they blurt out what he said about the synth. He said the Casio CZ series, but they went beep all over the top so you couldn't hear it. And then you type up on Reddit, like, what did Mac DeMarco say in the interview? And you got 100 people saying, oh, he talked about the CZ series. And so I was trying to figure it out for ages, what he was saying in the lip read. So here we go. CZ 5000 with the phase distortion goes for $750. So actually, that's really not bad at all. I'm really tempted to get it now. It looks very, very old, and the buttons are very tactile. So where is this? I think it's in the States. Yeah, looks like it's in the States. $500 US, $700 AU. Well, maybe next week I'll come home with that. Who knows? Probably won't. But interesting thing about that song. This song is called Mother Nature's Bitch by OK Kaya.
Everybody, please give a warm welcome to this current mood.
Can You Get to That by Funkadelic, and that was Mother Nature's Bitch before. Here we go.
To be, but I- shoes slam with love and kisses, made her come back. Sign insufficient bug. Can you get to that? I wanna know if you can get to that. Can you get? Can you get?
Can you get? Loving days are done. A check you sign with the loving kiss a later come back. Shine insufficient fun, y'all get to that.
Can you get to that?
I wanna know.
I wanna know if you can get to that. Can you get? Can you get?
Can you
get? I wanna know if you can get to that.
Was Dirty Mouth by Alice Phoebe Lou, and before that we had Funkadelic from there. Can you get to that? And yeah, I actually discovered this song Dirty Mouth that just played yesterday, and I'm just reading about her right now, that she's from Cape Town, South Africa, currently living in Berlin. And yeah, I don't know. You don't discover that many artists from Cape Town these days, or from South Africa in general. It's just an interesting fact. So, I like the dryness of that track. Everything's dry. You can hear the vocals; they're dry as. And yeah, I don't know. I just, there's something really nice about having a cool delay on a vocal. But there's also this magic when it's just dry as a bone and you can hear every sort of enunciation and part of the voice. There's a lot of wind coming into my room right now. Yeah, actually, I might close a window. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. It was just an interesting song and had some interesting melodies, that's for sure. This next song is called Alien, and you'll see why.
And words, is this communicating the sounds that I've heard? The growling voice then fading, and yes, my heart was beating, or was it just repeating? find your way? Or do you want my vision? It's dark there, they say, but that's just superstition. And in my last inspection, is this the right direction? A girl, she told me I was funny. She said in your world you needed lots of money and things to kill your brother, but death just starts another.
That was Q-Vita by Love, and I just turned around, and if you just heard that, that was a kookaburra. There it is. Catherine basically just found this kookaburra. It was trapped where?
Outside the, like, near the kitchen.
It was trapped near the kitchen. I mean, he's got a massive beak, and he's tiny. Don't let go of him. Don't let go of him. Wow. It looks like a baby.
It's so cute.
And if you don't know what a kookaburra looks like, then maybe just search that up and you'll have a better idea. It's quite a big bird, actually.
Yeah, its beak is huge. It wouldn't get your finger trapped in that.
I wonder if it would make another sound. Well, that was interesting. Maybe, are you going to let it go?
Yeah.
Dude, this is so cool. It's got very big eyes, I gotta say, for a bird. Big brown eyes. And a massive beak. Alright, well, as Snowdusk said, that was Love, and they were around in the 60s, psychedelic rock era. So, I actually love their sound. I think it's so interesting. It's very melodic, and there's lots going on, but it's also quite simple at the same time, and it doesn't involve a heap of instruments. It keeps it quite simple. This next song is called Don't You Know by Jan Hammer Group, and there's a phase organ that I really like. It's like a synthy organ thing, and you'll see what I mean. Let's go.
Thank you.
And that was Don't You Know by Jan Hammer Group. Yeah, I do really like that song. It's just got something about that. I'll play it again. Just that last bit. You'll hear it's like a moving sort of organ. Yeah. It's like phasing. I think there's a plugin called Phase Mistress by Soundtoys, which gives that effect on any sort of instrument you put on it. So that's very cool. And I took a photo of that kookaburra. I'm gonna post it to Mastodon so you can all see it. And I think Catherine, my sister, just let it go. That was such a crazy thing. I don't know. It was just, I've never actually held a kookaburra. They're always like very scared birds. They're never really that friendly unless they're trained sort of, or like people give them bread every day and they come back for the same spot. I guess that's like any bird. But yeah, just very interesting. Yep. What else do we have here? I've been listening to a lot of new music, but this is quite cool actually. It's Love Again. It's called 7 and 7 Is. And I'm going to play it again. It's from the Da Capo album. Here we go. Blue by Cortex.
Lueur dans le ciel vert, éclairé trop blanc. Couche-toi dans la terre, respire le vent. Plonge dans la rivière, les infinis blancs. Tes yeux plus grands ouverts pour un point de temps. Thank you.
I just found a song called Disco Ulysses. It's an instrumental by Wolfpack, and I want to listen to it because I've actually never listened to it before. So here we go, first time on the Stoke Source radio show, listening to a new song. Let's have a listen and see what it's like. Someone needs to be singing on this. Wow, that was really, really cool. A lot of music there. I love the snare. I don't know how to get that snare, that really deep. Let me just play the first 5 seconds again so you can... That snare. It's such a deep snare. And the song is called Disco Ulysses. Ulysses, I don't know how to say it, but... Yeah, that is a disco snare, like that's the classic sound, and man, I just don't know how they get it. I don't know if it's the snare they use, if it's the processing on the snare, but man, I don't know, I need to find out how to do it. All right. Los Retros is actually a really interesting guy. It literally, his name is Los Retros. L-O-S-R-E-T-O-R-O-S. Los Retros. And he's not the most famous guy. He's quite small, I suppose, but he's definitely made it in music and making a living from it. So in that case, I guess he's not too small. But he's just such a really genuine good guy and doesn't get caught up in all the crap in music, because there is a lot of crap that goes along in the industry and stuff that you just get sucked into. And I don't know, there's definitely ways around it, and he's done that. But his music, he's just dedicated time to recording at home, and he's one of the guys that do that. I remember last week I mentioned, is it better to do everything on your own at home in your own time, or is it better to just get in the studio and smash things out all at once, sort of thing, and pay the money to get in the studios, pay the money for the engineers, whatever. This is a guy who's done it all from home. He's got his drum set up, he's got everything he needs, and he just does it and gets it done, which is pretty inspiring to me. And this is an example of his music, stuff that he comes up with. This is called It's Got to Be You by Los Retros.
Ooh.
Couple runs of songs there. From Lost Retros, we had The Messiah. And then we had It's Got to Be You. And I just put a post up on Mastodon of the kookaburra that we saw. It flew into the house, and that's what we had. As you can see, it's got a massive beak. Pretty cool. Someone's beeping in my ear. So what else? There's a book that I wanted to read from, but it's not here right now. I don't know where it is. So I will not read from that today, unfortunately. Maybe I'll just play a song that I've been working on. This is a song called Radio. And I'm going to get it up right now so you guys can hear it. And what I'll have to do real quick is find it, Radio. Let me go. Okay, that's odd. There it is. All right. I kind of wanted to make a song that was a bit more danceable. I feel like most of my songs as of late have been sort of still got a beat, but they're just slower, and that's fine. But my favorite thing to do is make music that people can dance to. It's fun. It's incredibly fun. Because then also your shows are more fun. So, okay, here we go. Radio, Don't Let Me Go. So keep in mind, this is a demo. It's still got a long way to go. But this is what we got. So there it is. Thanks for the nice words. I appreciate that very much. Yeah, it's good to share music. It's good to get your art out and get other people's opinions. It's important. You can get locked in a box and you're kind of listening to it and I don't know, you get used to it, you get familiar and then you start questioning and things like that, but it's really nice. Thanks for that. Either Sister Sauce is tiny or that's a sizable kookaburra. Kookaburras get pretty flippin' big, and that is a juvenile kookaburra, I believe. It's because it had sort of light feathers, and it had that sort of baby face. They get probably, yeah, bigger than that. It is a big bird, that's for sure. And they make a hell of a noise. Even if you wanted to YouTube kookaburra making their call, it's like a... People say that the kookaburras laugh at you because it sounds like they're laughing, literally. It does. And when they get in flocks of like 10 or 20, yeah, they just like, they laugh at you, basically. It's pretty funny. Australia has got some pretty crazy animals. I'm going to finish off the show with a bit of Michael Jackson. This song is called Girlfriend, and it's from his album Off the Wall. I was looking at Michael's discography and what a change he had all the way through his career. It was actually a wild, wild career, and all his albums and all his different looks, and it's just, he really is amazing. And I feel like I haven't given him the time of day in my musical journey. I haven't listened to him that much, so I wanted to, because he is one of the greats. Here we go, Girlfriend by Michael Jackson.
Yeah. Tell him.
Well, folks, that almost concludes the episode. Thank you. Thank you guys so much. I hope you have a great week. I hope that you laugh all the way through the week like a kookaburra. And I hope that maybe some of you can visit Australia and see some more crazy animals. And visit yours truly here. Yes, that would be great. But thanks for tuning in. I'll hopefully be here next week. And yes, thank you.